Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
As businesses grow and evolve over time, their organizational structure needs to change to reflect those changes to the business. And so what I want to talk about today is this whole concept of business restructuring. What is it? How does it apply to your organization? And how do you get started on the journey to restructure your business? My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital and business transformations. And most of the organizations we work with, if not all of them, are going through high growth situations. They're going through a lot of change. They're going through process changes, technological changes, and certainly organizational changes. And with these organizational changes comes the need oftentimes to restructure at different points throughout your organization's life cycle. So what I want to do today is talk about business restructuring, what it is, and more importantly, what are the different components of it, and how do you get started on the business restructuring journey? Before I dive into what restructuring is and what some of the different components of restructuring is, I want to talk about why it's important first and foremost. And the reason it's so important is because most organizations are going through a massive amount of change. The world is changing around them. There's macroeconomic trends that are changing the way organizations work. Customer needs are changing. Companies are growing. They're trying to scale. A lot of organizations we work with are going through mergers or acquisitions, so they're trying to integrate their operations. In other cases, they're going through divestitures or trying to spin off parts of their business to sell to other organizations. So all these changes in the world, internally and externally, are leading organizations toward the need to restructure every so often. And who we are today as an organization and how we're structured today is unlikely to be the same structure that we need in 5 or 10 or 20 years from now. So we have to be constantly thinking about how can we restructure our business to give us the organizational capabilities and the scale we need to be able to grow. In addition, it also needs to give us the innovation and the agility and the ability to respond to change so that we can succeed and maximize our competitive advantage in the future. So this is why restructuring is so important. So what I want to do in the next few segments is talk about what restructuring is and how you can bake some of those steps into your restructuring strategy and plan. And before I get to that, though, one last hint is that restructuring is a lot more than just an organizational chart. A lot of times we think about the boxes and lines and arrows on an org chart, but the reality is there's a lot more to it, and that's what I'm going to talk about here in the next sections. One of the first things that leads organizations to an identified need for restructuring is the need to maximize the efficiency of the organization. So in other words, we look at people's jobs, what they're doing day to day, how they're doing it, how efficient they are, and you identify bottlenecks. You identify volume issues in terms of not being able to have enough throughput throughout the organization, whether it's within finance or your manufacturing, your distribution, your sales organization, whatever the department is. Every individual within an organization has certain parameters or limited capacity based on current processes, based on the current organization, and based on current technologies. So what we need to do is look at the organizational efficiency and identify where the opportunities are to maximize or optimize the efficiency of the organization. One example that we commonly see is organizations that restructure to move to more of a shared service model, where, for example, they may have gone out and acquired, let's just say, 5 different companies. They've grown through acquisition by acquiring these 5 different companies. Each of these 5 companies has their own HR department. They have their own accounting department, their own IT department, and a lot of redundant functions that aren't efficient. So what these organizations commonly do is they look at that and they say, there's an opportunity for us here to be more efficient. We could consolidate IT, we could consolidate HR or finance or whatever the department may be, and we can be more efficient and we can do more with less. So that's an example of what's driving a lot of organizations to restructure based on the need for organizational efficiency. But even if it's not a shared service model that you're moving to, there's a lot of different components and different aspects that you can look at in terms of really understanding where the opportunities to increase efficiency are within your organization. And the key to all this is making sure you have solid metrics and measuring what the throughput is and how much money you're spending on these different functions and different activities and different organizational roles and responsibilities, and really looking at opportunities to attack the low-hanging fruit and to optimize the efficiency for a low-hanging fruit. So it's all driven by metrics and measures that can give you direction on where some of those operational and organizational efficiencies might come from.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, in addition to efficiency, we also want to look at the effectiveness of the organization. What are the competencies and skills we have or should have to be more effective as an organization? So, for example, a lot of times organizations find that their people, simply by upskilling their people, can provide stronger organizational capabilities. It may not mean that you're totally restructuring or changing a reporting relationship or moving someone's role on an org chart, but it does mean that you might upskill or create new competencies within that box on the org chart. So a big part of restructuring is also understanding with the people you have, assuming these are the same people and the same roles you're going to have in the organization going forward, how can we ensure that those roles evolve and continue to become stronger in their competencies? So this is why a lot of organizations turn to technology. They look to technology to provide capabilities around machine learning, to automate people's jobs to some degree, so that they can focus less on some of the mundane tasks and more on some of the more strategic decision-making tasks that are more valuable to the organization and highly likely to be more enjoyable for the individual performing those tasks. So this is another example or another area that you want to look at within organizational restructuring is what are the competencies we have today and what are the competencies we should have or could have in the future to help us scale for growth, to be more effective and more efficient in the organization overall. Now, in order to really understand where the opportunities for organizational efficiency and organizational effectiveness are, the two previous points I talked about, it's important to really look at your overall business process alignment. So understand what your processes are today, and more importantly, what your business processes should look like in the future. What is your target operating model? What is your future state business process model? That's going to drive a lot of the identification, or it's going to enable you to identify the needs to become more efficient organizationally and to build some of the competencies that I mentioned before. So one of the prerequisites to this organizational design and redefinition of organizational efficiencies and organizational competencies and skills is to define what your future state business process is, what those processes are going to look like, and how different people within the organization are going to fill the roles required to execute those processes in the future. And along with that comes the opportunity for potential technology upgrades to provide better tools to help people do their jobs more effectively. And that leads me to my next point where I talk more about technological alignment, which should enable the business process alignment that I just discussed. Now, the next enabler of organizational restructuring is technology. There are a host of technologies out there in the marketplace that can help enable restructuring. In other words, if you take the same manual processes you have today or the same inefficient processes today, you're somewhat limited by how you can restructure. You can make some incremental minor changes to how you restructure, but it's not going to give you any sort of meaningful lift in terms of helping you scale for growth, helping you become more agile and more intelligent as an organization. You need oftentimes better technological tools and capabilities, which is constantly changing at a rapid pace. So you want to make sure you understand what those technological capabilities are and how that might enable the organizational restructuring you're trying to go through. Just as an example, You have machine learning technologies out there that could help you, for example, automate the purchase order and invoice approval process. So your procurement department issues purchase orders, you get an invoice from your suppliers, and someone oftentimes is manually going through and approving those invoices to ensure that they match a PO and that they match the incoming goods that were received. That's called a three-way match. So machine learning, or technology like machine learning, can help automate that task to where you don't have people manually approving and doing the three-way match process, but instead, perhaps they're focused on exceptions. They're focused on the things that don't look right or that the algorithm within the technology spits out for human intervention. It can also mean that this enables this group of people that was previously focused on manual processes, now they can do more strategic things. They can do more planning and more strategic types of activities. Now, you certainly have to define what those strategic activities are and what you want them to do, but you can see how it opens up an opportunity for you to restructure those people's roles, their jobs and responsibilities, and just as importantly, give you an uplift in capabilities as an organization. So this is just one microscopic example of hundreds or thousands of different use cases or ways that you could potentially use technology to help enable organizational restructuring within your business. Now, the thing that ties this all together and makes this all real, all this restructuring stuff we're talking about, is change management. Once you've defined the future state of your business processes, you have a technological roadmap for how you're going to enable some of those process changes, and now you've defined what the organizational restructuring is going to look like and what your future state organization is going to look like, now you need to focus on the change management plan. How are we going to transition people from where we are today to this future state vision of our organizational restructuring? And this human component of change is arguably the most important thing that I've talked about in this video. If we don't have effective change management, then it doesn't matter how brilliant our restructuring strategy is or how much ROI we could get in a perfect world from our restructuring efforts. None of that matters if we don't handle change management appropriately to actually realize the value and the potential value of restructuring. So change management is a pretty broad topic. There's a lot of videos on my YouTube channel that cover change management in a lot more detail. So I encourage you to check out the playlist on my YouTube channel that covers just change management if you want to dive into that a little bit more detail. And I also encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management. I'll include a link to that below, but that guide to change management will give you a host of best practices and tangible frameworks you can use to help manage change. But in the meantime, I'll leave it here as saying that change management is probably the most important thing that you need to do to enable restructuring effectively within your organization. So one of the questions we often get is, when should we do restructuring? If we're going through an M&A integration or a digital transformation or a business process improvement initiative, when should this restructuring stuff happen? And what I would say to that is you should start that work stream as soon as possible. And it should be done in parallel with and integrated with other work streams in your transformation. So if you're changing business processes or rolling out new technologies or going through some sort of M&A integration event, then organizational restructuring, the organizational piece of it, needs to be integrated with that overall plan, and it needs to align with everything else you're doing. And in many cases, that organizational redesign will drive and serve as a prerequisite to some of the other activities you might do in your overall transformation. And in other cases, the other work streams in the transformation will enable or inform the way that you're going to restructure. And in some cases, it's both. So the key here is to really start that process as soon as possible and recognize that it's an iterative process. As you learn more about your future state and the ways you're going to use technology and change your processes and all that good stuff, the more you're going to learn about how you can restructure the organization to fit that model. So for more information and more background context for transformations in general, including restructuring, but also looking at technology and processes and the people side of change, I encourage you to download our digital transformation report, which covers best practices related to digital transformation as well as business transformation. It also includes independent rankings and reviews of different technologies that are available to enterprises that want to use that as an enabler of restructuring. So I encourage you to download that. I've included a link to the guide to digital transformation below. I've also included a number of other resources that are meant to help you through your transformation journey, so be sure to check out the description in the fields below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.